Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey guys, welcome back to the I Quit Podcast. You are listening to season two, our season of inspirational stories. So here with me today, I have Mrs. Stacy Rotello. Tell the people hi, Stacy.
Hey.
No, I am so excited to have Stacy here today, and her story is so phenomenal. As you guys know, I used to be an educator and I am now an entrepreneur, and that is also Stacy's case.
Yes, it is, unexpectedly, but it is.
See, unexpectedly. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is just the inspiration, the unexpected pieces of it. But before we get started with that, Stacy, just tell the audience, the listeners, a little bit about yourself. Hey guys.
So to give y'all a quick rundown, I'm 35. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. We're busy. We are just everyday pretty country people.
Yeah.
And I've been a kindergarten teacher for 7 years. Loved everything about what I did. And then I just kind of fell into this health and wellness system. And because I think everybody is looking for something to make them feel better and just have a better life, it has taken off.
Absolutely. So as you guys hear, she was a kindergarten teacher, and we all know, whether you have been in education or not, you need to pat and high five every educator on this universe, okay? And so the health and wellness system definitely was able to help you with your energy and all that good stuff. So tell us about how it happened, because you didn't look at it as going into a business.
Girl, not at all. That was not even on my radar.
Right.
I knew that I was tired of having no energy. I was tired of being stressed out. My husband had a lot of gut issues going on, and we needed something for him. So long story short, last summer, me and my best friend were shopping, and she was taking a supplement, and I thought she was crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, it's this new stuff. I'm like, well, it's not going to work. Whatever. And I sat back.
Well, she was a skeptic.
I was so skeptical because I was not trying to waste money on something else.
Yes.
Lord knows we can't do all that.
Right.
So she did. She lost a good amount of weight, 14 pounds in her first 8-day jump start. And I was like, okay, you're eating real food. You are on the go. I want what you have.
Yeah.
And I did. I started it. Loved my results. I had energy to come home and be the best mom and wife and teacher at school.
Yes.
And I knew I loved how I felt. So I shared my story, and people wanted it, and it just took off from there. I was not looking for a business at all.
Not looking for a business at all. And I can also say, I'll talk a little bit later, like I tried the system as well and got phenomenal results. Mostly, like you talked about, was the energy level and just having the energy. Because as educators, or just as most people, if you have a full-time career and you have a family, typically when you come home, one of those two, you usually have to sacrifice. So either you're gonna go in 110% at work and don't have a lot left over for home, or vice versa. And what at least I found, and you just spoke to also with the system, is you were able to feel efficient and given 100% at both.
Yes, and that was huge. I never felt that way in my life.
Wow.
You know, ever. And I did. I had energy to come home and cook a good supper for my family. And I wasn't just snapping at their head. You know, it just, I just felt better.
Yes.
And of course, who doesn't want to lose weight? Like, that was an added bonus.
Right.
Like, that was just a great thing.
Now, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. I know. You guys aren't ready for a break, but we're going to take a quick break. And I want Stacy to tell us a little bit more about the system and what it has been to move from educator to entrepreneur. You guys hold on. We will be right back with the I Quit Podcast.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
The things students say, like, you know, man, because of this book, I didn't commit suicide. Because of this book, I can now speak in public and come out of my shell. Because of this book, I'm not so worried about what other people say about me, you know, not looking for their validation. That's what means that, you know, that's what touches me.
My favorite chapter was about not letting either your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, family, anybody get in your way of being successful in whatever it is you want to do.
To purchase Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, or the other 99 times, or to download the audio versions, please visit CarlosWallace.com.
Elite Hair Salon, grand opening, August 6th, 2019. Located at 111 I-45 South, Suite B, Huntsville, Texas. Wine, great hair services, such as extension installs, hair color, braiding, and so much more will be offered. Follow on Instagram, elite_hair_salon_LLC, for updates and exciting news.
Ma'am.
All right, guys, we are back, and I am here with my very special guest,
yes,
educator to entrepreneur, Mrs. Stacy Rotello, and we were talking about her health and wellness system, and also just moving from educator to entrepreneur. So how has that shift been for you, especially since you weren't expecting it?
So I'm not gonna lie, at first I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
I knew people needed what I had, but mm-hmm. I didn't know how many people needed it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Right.
And they did, they blew me away. It was, people were asking me about it. And so it was a little tough, not gonna lie,
mm-hmm.
but I felt like God put this in my path and I had to run with it,
mm-hmm.
because that's what you do. You don't question,
that's
you just
right.
go.
Yeah.
And so I did, like, I would go work all day, I would come home, I'd be with my family, I did phone calls. And so that shift was a little tough, because you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes my son would walk in and he'd give me the stink eye and he'd be like, Mama, you're on the phone again? Yes, I'm on the phone again, but I'm making us a living and I'm changing lives while I'm doing it.
Absolutely.
So it was a little tough, but now that I've been blessed with the opportunity to walk away from my teaching job and this is what I'm doing, It's amazing.
I love when you say blessed with the opportunity, because during the commercial break, we were talking, and just tell them what you said about the energy level. What you said about my energy level.
I told Rachel, I said, girl, I said, you have got such energy level. She said, well, I just get excited when I do these podcasts. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the same way. I'm excited when I tell people about my system, because I know
yes.
it's life changing,
mm-hmm.
and I know people need to hear what Rachel has to say,
mm-hmm.
what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you do. When you believe in mm-hmm. something and you know it's life changing, you do get excited.
And that is so much with I Quit. So we often talk about, it's not necessarily so much like everybody needs to go out and quit their job, because you were, like me, a little hesitant, like, wait, hold up.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure about all this.
I'm not sure about all this, what you want me
yes.
to do, but you said yourself that it's something you knew God had put in your path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other part that is so important is you were passionate about it,
mm-hmm.
and you knew that it was changing lives.
Absolutely.
It was changing lives. So it was almost like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. And I would never tell anybody, jump on this bandwagon, quit your job. Heck no, like
Mm-mm.
the bills are still gonna keep coming.
Do not be lying saying we told you to do that. We
no,
do not
we
tell
not.
You to do that.
We not.
Like, she bills still coming, like she said.
Yes, but at the same time, whenever you are passionate about something, and you know God is such a big part in all of our lives, and He does
yeah.
provide, and there does come a point when you know you do trust in Him and you do follow His lead, and that's
right.
all that I'm doing.
That's all she's doing.
It's it.
Following His lead.
Yeah.
And now she's been given, like she said, the opportunity to be able to step away from a career that she loved to follow an additional
mm-hmm.
chance to do what God's telling her to do
mm-hmm.
and to change people's lives. And also something she loved, because both of our energy levels, like when you talk about what you're passionate about, you just come to life.
You do. And you know, and I always think, I never know, you never know whenever you're gonna have the key to unlock somebody's prison.
Mm.
And this has unlocked my prison in so many ways. My husband's
mm-hmm.
hundreds and hundreds of people that I talk to on a daily basis and I communicate with in some form or fashion, it's amazing.
Wow.
Awesome.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Now, okay. So now let's shift and let's talk about steel mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I used to love to hear before I came to education is when people would say, well, you get a whole summer off. Like, you only teach this many months a year, that you get a whole summer off,
right.
not knowing the just that you need to recoup, you need to rejuvenate mentally, emotionally, all that good stuff to be able to pour back into those kids. However, comma, you don't get that anymore.
I don't, girl. I know, Rachel, it's crazy. I told you, I'm like, you know what? I don't have that quote unquote summer off right now.
Right.
I am 365, 24/7, whatever my people need. But at the same time, I'm good with that. That's how I know I've made the right choice, because I'm good with that.
She's good with that. And so for me, that part was definitely a transition as well. When I left the classroom and went to the Education Service Center, you know, our fastest, like, just nonstop time is the summer. So that was different. This year, being a full-time entrepreneur, and my kids are out for the whole family's out for the summer, but I'm still working. I actually had to adjust my work schedule from Monday through Friday to now I work like Monday through Thursday. I go hard, and then I give that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to myself and to my family. So what do you, what recommendations do you give to entrepreneurs who are just starting out and need to figure out how to balance the entrepreneurship, all those demands, and still be present for their family?
You fit it in the nooks and crannies of your life. And what I mean by that, and this sounds crazy, y'all, but this is real life. This is what it is. When I was at school and I would go to the bathroom, I stayed an extra little few minutes in there because I was on my phone working. You know,
That's right.
I mean, as soon as I was on the way home from work, I was talking, you know, I was on the phone all the way home. Like, you just fit it in.
You fit it in.
And I knew that what I had was, you know, just like, obviously, if you're an entrepreneur, you believe in what you're doing.
That's
and you
right.
have to be bold.
That's right.
Because if you're not bold and you don't believe, no one else is about to believe you either.
That's right.
So I was just bold about it, and I believed in it, and I just fit it in where it was. Now, was it easy? No, but most things in life don't come easy.
That's right.
But it is so rewarding in the end that it's so worth it.
Listen, now I know you guys are finding value. Stacy is over here putting it down. She's giving entrepreneurship 101. You should be encouraged and inspired right about now. So we are, I know you guys have enjoyed it. However, we are going to come right back from a quick commercial break and wrap it up with our special guest, Stacy Rotello with the I Quit Podcast.
2103 Sunglass Suite wants you to be shamelessly shady. 2103 offers a vast selection of trendy, durable, and fashionable eyewear. Visit our website now to view our new summer collection at 2103.com. Follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at 2103 Sunglasses.
All right, we are back. And so we're going to wrap up with the I Quit Podcast with my special guest here, Stacy Rotello. She's been telling us all about, you know, just moving from educator to entrepreneur, how to still balance being a mom, now being a full-time entrepreneur. And I love what you said about getting it in the nooks and crannies. It may be hard, but anything worth having is worth working for. And you have made it happen. And there are a million of other people making it happen. So if people need energy, okay, they want to reduce some of the stress to be able to do what we're doing. Tell us, how can they get in contact with you with your health and wellness system?
So ultimately, it sounds crazy, but I don't put my product on Facebook because the product does not sell. Stories sell, testimonies sell. So if somebody wants to hear what I got, they can look me up on Facebook. It's Stacy and Chris Rotello. And then, or they can always email me, stacyr83@gmail.com. And that's S-T-A-C-I.
S-T-A-C-I. Now listen, I know this has been great and you guys are just thirsting for more, but you gotta wait because we have part two. And part two is a new addition to the I Quit Podcast this year. And so we will have part two coming soon. You gotta listen for it. It's coming soon. But you will actually have the pleasure of not just hearing, but seeing. Wonder what... Wonder what that means.
I don't know.
All right, guys. So I'm just going to ask Stacy, any last parting, encouraging words, inspiring words that you want to give the listeners before we go?
I will say, we all get up the same way. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It is up to you what you want to do with those hours.
Yes.
And you find your purpose and you don't question it and you go with it. I don't care if you are a teacher. I don't care if you are a garbage pickup person. I don't care if you work at a convenience store. You have a purpose, you find it and you run with it. Absolutely.
Boom. And we dropped the mic. Literally, we're done. All right, guys. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. You've been here in the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy and my special guest, Mrs.
Stacey Rotello.
Make sure you check her out on Facebook. We'll have some contact information as well so you can check everything out with the health and wellness system. I've tried the system. It has been amazing. Oh, by the way, I just got my box in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be doing it again. All right, guys. Until next time, make sure you go out and map it. Make a positive impact today.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.